Well, good morning. How are you guys today? You doing okay? Come on, Mackenzie. Talk to me. Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you, Acolytes, for finding your way over here as well. Glad that you're with us. So today is Welcoming Sunday because we really believe that God welcomes all people. But in the gospel lesson for today, Jesus says to all of the people who were gathered there that God's word had been fulfilled right where they were, and that God was welcoming those who were imprisoned and who were poor and all of those kinds of things. And you know what? People got mad.
Mad at him, yeah.
So I got to thinking about welcoming, and sometimes we don't really want to welcome people too much. So let's see if you can figure out what this is. If I can draw it halfway decent, you'll know what it is. Hang on. Don't guess too quick. No, it's not a cross. Just because it's church doesn't mean it's a cross. I mean, it could. Okay, what does this look like to you? It's sort of a, oh, come on, my art is not that bad. No, if it was a ladder, it'd be going the other way, wouldn't it? Okay, let's see, let's try and fix this. So if I put a cow behind it.
Oh, I know, it's a gate.
It's a fence. Jiminy Christmas. Apparently I need to work on my artwork. Okay, so here's the, art critic, that's what I need. So this is a fence, and a lot of times what we do is we put up fences
to keep animals from running away.
We do. Sometimes we put fences up to keep animals from watering away and eating other animals like lions at the zoo. Why else do we put up fences?
To keep other people from going into our property.
From keep people out. Yeah. We don't want those people visiting with our cow, and so we put up a fence, right?
Yeah.
Now,
private property.
Private property, no trespassing.
This cow is armed with a gun.
They don't have thumbs. No, it's not that. It's that we want to keep people out. Sometimes we want to keep people out, and sometimes we want to keep people in. And in a way, that's what they were mad at Jesus for. Because suddenly Jesus wanted to say God was there for all kinds of people. And so if you have a fence and you're keeping people out, what do you need if, for instance, you want to go visit your cow?
You need a password. What's modern? Like, what if Jesus time traveled back?
You only need a password if you're playing like Farmville or something. But no, this is real life. You should learn the difference. You're right. You need to do what? You need to put in a gate. So let's put in a gate, shall we?
Because it's open.
Yes, well, hang on a sec. We're not done with the sermon yet, are we?
No.
So if we pick the right tool and you put in a gate, it's going to look like this.
Okay.
Suddenly, now, what can happen? You can let people in. And I think that's what was so hard for people that day when Jesus was in the synagogue, is that Jesus wanted to put in a gate and say, hey, you've made all of these fences, but maybe we need to be more welcoming and we need to open the gate. And I think that gate is God's love and it's Jesus. That gate is what we pray for every day. So instead of always putting up more and more fences, right, and making sure that our cows don't get lost or making sure that people don't come in here that we don't like, right?
Like a robber. That wants to steal your riches riding off
on ride off on your cow,
yeah,
right?
That's pretty funny.
Instead, we're going to make gates. And I think that's what we do in the church, is that we make gates. We help people find how to get into God. Now, if you go and tell your friends that your pastor did a sermon about Jesus as a cow, I will never forgive you. Okay? Instead, it's a sermon about gates. And I hope that, you know, as you learn, as you get a little bit older, that you make more gates than you make fences. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your love that lets us gather together and be part of you and to be your children. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, you guys can go back to your places.